This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
It most certainly is, and I most certainly am him as well. I'm OJ Borge. Welcome to BFBS Esports Live. It's time to cry havoc and let slip the mocap Dogs of War for another show, as we're live every Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the latest in esports news, mainly focused around the Forces, but a little bit more on top of it. We shall chat to some amazing guests from within and outside of the Forces. For instance, proved beautifully today. Tonight's show, I'm going to be joined by Lieutenant Bradley Jones, Vice Chair of Navy Esports. As I said to Amy before, we're going to talk to him very much about what's going to be happening at Insomnia this year, which is the big gaming festival in the UK, as well as talking to him about the REF Live Spaces and how the Navy is going to be doing the same sort of thing. And then Miles the Ross, or Miles Ross without the in the middle. He is somebody who commentates on Call of Duty. I've known him for years. One of the finest beards I've ever seen in or out of esports. We'll talk to him later on about Call of Duty, where that's going, and the Major 3 that's happening in Texas. And we shall do round two of the esports quiz. It was absolutely outrageously hard last time. This time, we've made it a little less hard, although I still haven't managed to get any of the questions. But you can try and answer them a little bit later on. Here's the Kooks.
Seeing is your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such an ugly way for something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know. She knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. I may say it was your fault, because I know you could have done more. You're so
just don't.
there you go. A bit of the kooks and naive here on BFBS, the Forces Station. Without trying to labour the point, if ever there was a song that reminds me of living in London and having an Xbox 360, which is what I had at the time, and absolutely hammering it until I got the Ring of Death, it's that song, Naive the Kooks. And a man who was nodding his way through that song and is my first guest this evening here on BFBS, the Forces Station, for a bit of eSports Live, is Sub-Lieutenant Bradley Jones, Vice Chair of Navy eSports. Bradley, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Good, good, good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And if you are watching the visualised version of this, you'd see Bradley resplendent in front of a green screen. So you've got a green screen that you usually use.
Yeah, no, this is from my old setup. I was a ex-sailor, so I was a petty officer. And during the time for university, getting me ready for my my qualifications to become an officer, I had a lot of spare capacity and I did a bit of streaming for charity. So this was all around the back of me. So.
Good work, mate. You see, the thing is, though, I'm old enough to remember how trying to do green screening or blue screening, as it was back in the day, how difficult it was. Nowadays, it just looks so much easier. You put a green screen up, hit a filter, and there you go, whatever you want behind you.
That is it. That's all it requires, and a little bit of tweaking with some numbers, and that's about it.
Well, Bradley, cheers for joining us, mate. Let's talk about Insomnia then, which is fast approaching. The dates being, it's around the 7th and 9th of April. You've got big ambitions for this year. Talk us through the new team you're trying to put together.
Yeah, so a lot of interest has come through the Overwatch team, obviously Overwatch 2 being the latest release, and there are some open qualifiers for the in-person big tournament at Insomnia this year, and we have a team entering that tournament this weekend, and fingers crossed all goes well, they'll be fully representing the RN at Insomnia this year.
Exciting times. What's the difference? Now, I haven't played Overwatch 2. I played Overwatch 1, loved it. Almost ended up working on it back in the day. What's the difference with Overwatch 2? What have they changed?
I'm not an expert in Overwatch. I believe they've reduced the players from 6 to 5, if I'm not mistaken. So I think there was what you normally have a composition of a support character, two tanks. This is Overwatch is not my main game. I do apologize, but they've reduced definitely one of the tanks. So the dynamic on team fights and everything like that is completely different. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot more to it.
Oh, but isn't there always with these games? It's like the obvious. Because I remember when the first Overwatch came out, and I was so excited to play it, and I played it on console, not on PC, and I bought it, and it was one of those where you put it in, and then immediately it's like a 40 gig extra download to make it work. Yeah. So I started drinking a bottle of wine. Waiting for it to install. By the time it got to the install, another install had come on. So I finished the bottle of wine, started playing it, and I think I got 62 kills without any deaths. And I was like, this is it. I tweeted about it. I was like, this is it. I'm going pro. I'm amazing. Didn't realise I was in the training mode. And then you don't die. But, yeah. So what is your game of choice then, Bradley?
I filter between them. In the minute, I'm representing the developing Kraken's team in Call of Duty. Other than that, trying to do some Rocket League stuff soon, but mainly Call of Duty. I like to dabble in a bit of Tarkov in my spare time, which is a very brutal game. And I'm trying to get back into Apex, actually.
What a game.
I just try and do a little bit of everything. Like I dabbled in my first ever MMO this year in New World because I just didn't really appeal. Warcraft didn't really appeal to me at all, so I just thought I'd try something completely different.
They're absolute time sinks, those games. How is Navy Esports? Because you're the vice chair. How is Navy Esports? Where are you guys at the moment? Because it's great learning each week about the different forces and where their esports teams are at. How's Navy Esports doing?
Obviously, it's still in its infancy, but we are trying to push a lot of big things, and we are trying to do as much as we can with the resources we've got at the minute. I mean, at the minute, we've opened up a small games room in HMS Rally with a few consoles in there, especially for the Conqueror Division, which is the injured Phase 1 trainees, so either illness or physical injury, just for something that they've got to do in their downtime, whilst also, in some cases, raising some money for RMC. We're also looking to replicate what the RAF have done with the establishment sites of esports rooms, like fully built PC rooms, almost replicating what you'd see in a game, as in like Belong at the back, where they have their own franchises. Not only do I want to do that, we want to bring that in for sure establishments to compete with each other, but also for myself from HMS Sultan, you've got air engineers and marine engineers, and you've always got that little bit of rivalry like you do at a derby in the football. It'd be the same thing. It's just Well, let's face it. People like to do different things in their downtime. I'm a geek. Let's just face it. And in my downtime, what really helps me out and helps me de-stress and everything like that is gaming and the social aspect of it.
Well, listen, you talked to the right man. And the geek shall inherit the earth, as it is written. When you look at the RAF live spaces, do you look on them with jealousy? I mean, how difficult is it to convince the people who hold the purse strings to create these zones within the RAF? How difficult is that? Oh, sorry, within the Navy.
Naturally, there's a lot of hurdles with anything like this. With obviously a military establishment, it's not as easy as right. I'm just going to slap some Wi-Fi in here and let's get it all in there. Obviously, the infrastructure and the Wi-Fi behind that is some of the building blocks at the minute. But other than that, it's we've got some really good ties with Novatech at the minute. Novatech have been really, really helpful in the in-person events. They have been sponsoring all of our PCs. Everything you see us using in media in terms of PCs at these events, Novatech have sponsored us with. Incredible people. And we're also hopefully going to have some quotes from them in just terms of getting some equipment as well. So the equipment side of it is all good, and we're hopefully trying to open up our first pilot site in terms of PCs by the end of this year. It's just other hurdles. There's so much more to just let's just put some PCs in there. It's just the infrastructure, setting up the cases and everything like that. And we are very, very eager to try and get that happening this year.
Mate, you're doing it right. Bradley, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck. Are you off to Insomnia yourself?
I'm very much trying to get there. Just obviously work and ships, programs, everything like that. As you can imagine, I really, really do hope I can make it this year. But thank you very much for having me and enjoy the rest of the show.
Bradley, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. That was Sub-Lieutenant Bradley Jones, Vice Chair of Navy Esports. So on the way after the next song, which is a little bit of Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out, we'll chat to Miles the Ross, my man, the man with the great beard in all of esports. So if you're lonely, a song that's just a total stomp and feels to me it's always been like two songs in one, and both are excellent. Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out here on BFBS. And it's time now to chat to somebody who is a presenter, he's a comedian, he's a caster, he's a bon viveur. As I said before, he's got the greatest beard in all of esports. It is Miles Ross. Miles, buddy, how are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic. What a incredible intro. It's a big beard. It's a good beard. The best? Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, come on. No one's got any better. If you don't believe me, then Google Miles the Ross. When was the last time I saw you in the face?
In the face?
When was the last time I saw you in the flesh and I saw your face?
I think it would have been London 2020, yes. Just before it all closed up.
Indeed. It was one of the last esports events. So just for a bit of background, Miles and I have known each other for years. You've worked in esports. We ended up working on different ones, though. I ended up working on Counter-Strike. You were on Call of Duty. And on that, how is the COD League right now? Because it seems to be getting bigger every year. Every event seems bigger.
We are thriving right now. There's no getting around it. Everything's going good. All the numbers are up, trending in the right direction. We've had a wonderful update recently. Our pals at Treyarch have just brought out ranked play. So players at home are now able to sort of emulate the sort of game modes that we play in the league. We're getting a ton of love at the moment from socials and all sorts. And the events are selling out, which is amazing. And we're having a really, really good time. It's a good time to be a Call of Duty fan. It's about bloody time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's one of those games, a bit like FIFA, super popular. Everyone plays it. But the professional side of it, the actual league play, has taken a while to come together. You see all these other esports league and you see Counter-Strike. You see their professional sides getting bigger with these big tournaments. Counter-Strike has taken a while to catch up.
It is, yeah, for the COD the scene at the moment, we do play a sort of slightly different version of the game that you would get out of the box. And I think that's a barrier for entry for most people, you know. It's not sort of like you get to the football pitch, no one's going to go, well, you can't wear those boots, mate. You know how to do that. You have to wear a certain kind of short. Oh, no, we only use one goal at this point. Oh, yeah, and the pitch is also, you know, elevated 40 degrees at one end. Nonsense. But that's sort of like the rulings we deal with. We do tweak and change things to make it sort of a more level playing field. Because competitive integrity is really what we're going for here. And now with rank play in the game, it's sort of, you know, it's really, really helpful to have people be able to dive in, see that rule set, be able to watch that, play that, and then go, okay, I want to get better at this. What am I going to do? The game sort of drives you to go watch the COD League so that you can improve your game and learn from the best, which is what it's all about.
It is. It very much is so as well. And it seems, I think it was, I don't know what year it was where they first gave out the franchise spots, but it seems to be the franchises of what has drawn Call of Duty together. It's what's really pushed it over the line. Because for those who don't know, just talk us through some of the biggest teams around at the moment.
Well, some of the biggest teams around at the moment, Optic Gaming, they're in a spot called Optic Texas. They're based out of their Atlanta FaZe, who are associated with the FaZe clan, Toronto Ultra coming straight out of Canada. These are some of the bigger team names we have there. And of course, the Los Angeles Thieves, owned by 100 Thieves, Nature's organization. So we've got some massive, massive names across esports have got their sort of claws into the Call of Duty world as well. And one of the most amazing things about franchising, so the franchising model, we didn't know if it was going to work. Nobody really believed this thing was going to take off, especially because when you think of the internet, there's no boundaries, there's no countries, it's just this sort of big blob of here's the things I like and there's the things you like. With franchising, we immediately found that if we have a team in Minnesota, the Minnesota Rocker, we didn't know what their fan base was going to look like. We didn't know if the players on that lineup were going to have the same sort of fanfare that they would have on other teams. As soon as that first event kicked off, everyone who walked out on that stage, all the five players, the crowd went insane. The local Minnesotans got behind them so hard. And just seeing that on day one, I think we all knew, okay, this is going to work. We're going to have a good time with this. And it really has blossomed. I mean, the amount of people that come to me and say, I'm from Newcastle. Do I have to support the London Royal Ravens? I'm like, no, but you probably should.
Yeah, because they're the British team. Very much the British team. And if you've not been to one of the live events, I don't know where you're listening to this, then get into that to them. They are wild. It's all pyrotechnics and shouting and amazing matches. And they always, the one thing I've always seen about Call of Duty is the matches always tend to be exciting. And also, the players within it, there is a lot of staring down. There's a lot of shouting at each other. It can be really confrontational.
Well, I wouldn't say it is better than ever. It's so much
Go
fun.
Go on, say it. I really, dare you really, say it. Go
we've
on.
Got some powerful personalities, OJ, who are really love trash talking each other. There's a lot of like, because the way the stage is set up, you can get up, you can see your opponent across the stage. There's a lot of pointing. There's a lot of fingers of the middle variety. There's a lot of shouting and all that. And it's really, I mean, it's all good fun. At the end of the day, it's fist bumps and there's hugs and kisses when the matches are over. But until then, it's all in and it is so exciting. With the WWE... Yeah. Of the esports world. Yeah. That's what we are.
Let's just say the Raven is not the only bird in Call of Duty. Well, here's the thing. The Major 3 is the next event, which I think is coming up. It's at the Esports Stadium in Arlington in Texas. When is that happening?
That is happening, I believe, next weekend. Or not this weekend, next weekend.
Surely you're going to be there.
I am going to be there. I haven't booked my flights yet. Reminding me, though. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's going to be taking place at the Esports Arena Arlington, which Optic Texas are running. It's going to be a massive, massive event. Fully sold out already. All the VIP tickets went out the window in the first sort of, you know, day. We cannot wait to get down there. Arlington always puts on a very, very good Esports show.
Yeah. What's the rest of the season looking like? How does it all wrap up?
So it wraps up. We've got two more majors after this, five majors in the year. We go to Columbus for one of them, and we go to Toronto for the final major, and then we have our championship event, which hasn't been announced yet. I know where it's going to be, and I'm very excited about it, but we're going to announce that soon, hopefully. But the big championship, massive, massive playoffs, which every year is always an incredibly exciting event. We hand out a ton of cash. Everyone gets a big shiny ring. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Were you at the one that Snoop appeared at, Snoop Dogg?
That was my first ever event.
Was it?
That was my first ever Call of Duty event. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa came out, and I remember it was a crazy story. I don't know how much time we've got, but the green room we had, the dressing room we had at the Forum in Los Angeles, I asked the people who worked there, I was like, hey, who was in here before us? And they said, I think it was the Rolling Stones. I thought, all right, well, I made the right choice coming to this eSport. But yeah, that was an amazing event. You knew Snoop had entered the entire building because it stank of weed. I cannot tell a lie. Yeah. The whole place was humming. We knew the dog was in the house.
Snoop was in the house. Miles, it's been great. Thank you so much for taking the time. We've tried to get you on the past few weeks, but you've always been on a plane. So yeah. I'm glad that you're not on a plane this time. And I cannot wait for the major, which happens weekend after next. Miles, thank you so much.
Thank you, Roger.
Cheers, Miles. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. I'm left there with my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else. Well, it's eating me up inside, but we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, no, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit, I've been Deal of Marshmallow and Happier. Right, I can quickly do this. The questions that I promised you, let's blast through them quickly. It's round two of our esports quiz. If you think you can get these, amazing, because I absolutely have struggled with them. First question, what streaming service does both the 2K League and Overwatch League broadcast on? Second question, the esports championship series known as Evo typically brings in competitors of which gaming genre? Question three, Dota 2 became one of the most popular esport titles in the world after record-breaking prize pools, so which annual event considered a crown jewel of esports tournaments worldwide? If you get three out of three, well, kudos. I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I want to scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you, how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road. I'm waiting for it. Sometimes I wake up in a different bedroom. I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love, no more. Did it frighten you? How we kissed when we danced on the light up floor. On the light up floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. A tune, I love it. Lord and Greenlight here on BFBS, and that is it. But the answers to our question, let us tell you the answers. For we have what streaming service does both 2K League and Overwatch League broadcast on? That would be Twitch. The esports championship series known as Evo typically brings in competitors of which gaming genre? That would be fighting games. And Dota 2, the most popular esport title in the world after record-breaking prize pools, would be the international. The amount of money they won is ridiculous. And that is it. We are done. Thank you so much to Bradley and to Miles the Ross as well. If you missed Esports Live, you can catch it by going to bfbs.com/esports live or hear it again on Sunday at 12:30. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. BFBS, the Forces Station.